Boom. Shakalaka. I've been banned off of Facebook. Jason Bacon on here with me live already with the first comic. He said, you're banned because you are public Yemeni. Number one. That makes me feel better. That does. That literally makes me feel better. Thank you, Jason, for making me feel so much better about being banned. Fuck yeah, bro. I feel great. I feel great about being banned. Well, let's get this fucking podcast started. I'm not trying to waste any time. Things that I want to talk about in this podcast. Obviously, getting banned off Facebook. How fucked up these algorithms are. Just want to vent about that, man. I can't really believe where we're at right now. So I definitely want to talk about that. I've been banned off of Facebook now multiple times for bullshit. One of them, I deserved it. But for the most part, it's fucking bullshit. So there's that. We're going to talk about how I got banned off Facebook. We're going to talk about fuck robots. Both fuck robots and fucking robots. And fuck fucking robots. Okay? And then I want to talk about racism. I don't know if you saw the podcast that I had with my man Jeremy Scipio. Hilarious comic. Cool ass motherfucking dude. Sat down with him and found out I was racist. We're all racist. Especially if you look at the definition of racism. So we're going to talk about that and to share with you guys a story about a time that I was racist and I think it was funny. So let's get this podcast started, bitches.
Public Yemeni number one.
We are live. I told myself I wasn't going to get high for this, but I'm a failure. All right. Well, we are live, guys. Before we get this thing started, just wanted to give you guys some show dates. Some shows that I got coming up and looking forward to them. And they are right there on my screen. If you guys are listening to the audio version, we are broadcasting right now, June 2nd, 2021. So don't listen to this and think that you can go to these shows and expect me to be there if you're listening to this a lot later. So upcoming shows in 2021, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio, June 11 and 12. Headlining there in Dayton. Should be a damn good time. Then I'm going to be very fortunate to finally headline at Mark Ridley's, in Detroit, June 17th to the 19th. I'll be at Gutty's in Greenwood, Indiana, June 25th and 26th. And then the day after that, I have the pleasure of doing the Jewish Ensemble Theater in Detroit for their benefit show, 3 p.m. I don't know if anybody can go to that. I'm not sure, to be honest. You might want to check with the Jet Theater. But I think it's just really nice. You know, I really do. I think it's so nice considering, you know, all this like tension we have with Palestine and in Israel. And the art community always comes together no matter what. And it's just really nice to know that they're going to have a benefit show and then they're going to reach out to me, Arab guy from Dearborn, Michigan. I even gave them my videotape and shout out to Chris, man. I went to college with him. He's the one who got me the spot. But, you know, I even told him, like, hey, watch my video. Make sure you think this is going to be okay, homie. And they were like, yeah, we're cool with it. And I'm like, okay, well. And then after that, I'm really excited to do One of the biggest shows in Hollywood, Supernova. It's a beautiful outdoor show. June 30th, I'll be there. Madhouse, July 2nd and 3rd. And then I'll be at Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento, July 16th to the 17th. So Madhouse is July 2nd and 3rd. I think I might have said June. Hercules says, bring your ass to Chicago. You know what, dude? I think you're right. You know, I really do need to go to Chicago, to be honest. I haven't really been pushing the Chicago shows as much as I should. So I need a booker. If you're watching this and you're a booker, hit me up. Take 10% of my fucking pay. I don't give a fuck. I just want to be able to book shows without having to actually do the booking. That's the thing that really pisses me off. But you're right. I really do need to come to Chicago. Jason says, you better hang out with the Dayton family while you're there. Why? You have family out there, Jason? Is that what you're talking about? Listen, Jason, if you bring bacon, that's all that matters to me. I may be raised Muslim, but bro, bring me that bacon. Ali, what's up, man? Just wanted to say cheers for the podcast, brother. Hey, Ali, I really appreciate that, man. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being here. Jason saying, what up to Herc? Wow, man. I got a little fucking community of shitheads here. This is great. Hercules says, literally, Little Palestine is Chicago. What? Chicago is like Palestine? Or there's like a Little Palestine in Chicago? And if it's just like Palestine, are all the buildings blown up? Dayton family, YouTube them. Dayton family. Oh, so then it's called Dayton family. Okay, I'll look into that, man. If you can send me the link. I'm probably the only Lebanese here. Hercules says. Yeah, well, you know, I love my Lebanese brothers and sisters. You know, like Amir Zahir, who's like a really hilarious comedian. He was just on the podcast talking about Palestine. He's got this one hilarious joke about Lebanese people. He goes, oh, the Lebanese. It's the only race where the men are prettier than the women. That's fucking so perfect. When you have time, look up Little Palestine in Burbank. Okay, I will, man. That's not that far from me. I will definitely do that. I'm glad you guys were actually here to be able to catch this podcast, man, because to be absolutely honest, I was kind of worried that a lot of people were not going to be able to know that this podcast was happening because I am banned off Facebook again. And I feel really shitty about it only because it was fucking bullshit, you know? And I got all these shows coming up that are really important shows. Now I'm starting to headline these clubs. And I really want to get into the habit of like starting to promote on a next level type of promotion, like selling Facebook ads and like creating videos and snippets of my videos. And then like having those run in those cities to bring people out and like really learn the business of stand up and actually like do other facets of my promotion that I haven't done before because I was only a feature opening up for headliners and stuff. So that's what I'm really disappointed about. I can't fucking believe, I gotta stop saying the F word so much. I can't believe that I'm banned again. So let's talk about how I got banned. He's asking me, did I invest in Doge? Yes, I invested in Doge. I got a story about that too, but let me not get derailed because I'm stoned right now and that really, I can really fuck up the show. So banned off Facebook again for saying something that was nothing. It was nothing. And this is where it's blowing me away, man. Like, I'm like, yo, check it out. We are in the future right now. Like, if you lived 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I mean, you know, like growing up in the 80s or even in the early 90s or even a little bit after that, you always had this mindset of this beautiful future where technology was supposed to make everything so awesome. And in the early 2000s, we started seeing technology coming in and making things very awesome. You know what I mean? Like, everything is paperless now. Like, I don't have file cabinets anymore. It's easy to search documents that I've had stored for many days. Catching up with friends that you otherwise would have never, like, stayed in touch with because of, like, social media, like Facebook. Me being in touch with, like, people that I've met in my travels from all around the world, staying in touch with them, being able to see how they're still living their lives, even though I can't be in those countries with them. My family overseas, the interconnection, the interconnectivity of, like, humanity, how, like, we're all connected. And listen, there's so many great things about technology. But yo, over the last two fucking years, technology has gotten to a point where it's turning into my mom. You know? Like, technology was supposed to free us, not censor us. And if you're going to censor us rightfully. If I'm on Facebook spewing absolute hatred towards people, making people feel like shit, trolling people in an evil way. I understand trolling someone. Well, we shouldn't get rid of trolling in and of itself, you know? That's free speech. But I understand, like, hey, if you're going to get rid of people being anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim, anti-white, anti-whatever, trying to hurt people's feelings, get them off that fucking thing. I totally understand it. But right now, the algorithm is stupid. And I don't know where the algorithm is going to go from here. Is it going to get better? I don't know. It probably will. And if it does, what type of algorithm is it going to be? Is it going to be an algorithm that's going to be fair? Or is it going to be an algorithm that's going to play favoritism? Like, listen, man, where technology is going right now is kind of scary. But at first, I was never one of those guys, oh, I'm fucking scared. Now I'm kind of like, yo. It's a little fucking sad, you know? Daniel McGowan said, the future ain't what it used to be. A quote by Marshall McLuhan. That's pretty funny. Jason says, Mike, we found out that the cake is a lie. Hey, right? That's a Portal reference. That's a reference to the video game Portal, if I'm not mistaken, right, Jason? How did you know I'm such a fucking dork that I actually played that game? Unless that's a reference for something else that I'm too stupid to talk about. But the game, if anybody played like video games, the video game Portal is pretty fucking cool. And like there was like, not to be a spoiler alert, but like you're playing this whole game in this dystopian a future where this computer is trying to give you obstacles to escape this sort of like prison that you're in by using a portal gun. So it's like a puzzle game, right? But then like the computer is very like dystopianish and like kind of evil, and you don't realize it until the game goes on, so you find out that you're not real. The cake that you were promised at the end of the puzzle is not real. And that you are just part of this experiment and you were never meant to escape and live. And then in the game, when it gets to that point where you think it's the end, you realize it's not. And then now you got to actually use this portal gun to actually escape. And I think that's a very good metaphor for what the fuck's going on right now, Jason, if that's what you were talking about. Yep, he said, nailed it. It's from Portal. But you can find the cake if you're good. Okay, bro. So now you're fucking making me feel like shit. This is like you flexing right now? You flexing your video game? This is a video game flex, bro? Meet me in real life, cuz. Let's take this outside. Cash me outside. See what happens. So anyways, banned off Facebook. There I am. And let me show you. I took a screenshot of what it is that I got banned for. And it's so fucking stupid, man. So let me give you a little explanation. I log on Facebook. My buddy, Jihad. Yeah, He's got the most unfortunate Arab name, fucking Jihad. I'm very sorry for him. But Jihad posted this like meme, and the meme was so stupid. It was one of those things where it's like, why even post this? Anyway, all it had just text on there, and all it said was, would you run around naked in public for $70 million? So fucking dumb. So I posted, have you seen me naked? I'll do it for free. That's all I posted. Have you seen me naked? I'll do it for free. Just making a little joke, saying not only would I do it, I would do it for free because, damn, girl, don't I look good? That's basically all I'm fucking saying. And then I get hit with this shit. Hold on, I got to get rid of this comment real quick. Jason, okay. So here, let me show it to you guys. It's so fucking stupid. I took a screenshot of this, okay? If you pull it up on screen. What? Why is it when I record this fucking screen share thing doesn't want to work? You're a piece of shit, bro. Hold on, guys. Okay, so here's this post that I made originally, as you can see, and look what it hit me with. It said, your comment goes against our community standards on adult sexual solicitation. So now the algorithm thinks I'm trying to sell sex. First off, it's dumb in multiple ways. I'm not selling. If it thinks I'm selling sex, I'm not, because I did say I'll do it for free. Isn't that how we all have sex? We do it for free, bro. Even if I solicit for sex, even I'm like, hey, yo, what's Tinder? Isn't that what Tinder is? I'm sorry, I'm fucking yelling. Okay, it's the Marine in me, it's the Middle Eastern in me, and it's the fucking human in me that's going, what the fuck? That's what I got banned for? Have you seen me naked? I'll do it for free. Okay, that thing pops up, and then what do? I dispute it, because there was a little button under there that said, you can dispute this, so I did. Whether it's the algorithm or someone at Facebook that saw it, they said that they were wrong. So the system said, your comment is back up. Sorry, we made a mistake. Great. That's fucking awesome, right? Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. Well, then how did you get banned, Eshak? You know how I got banned? I got banned because I made a post right after telling everyone what happened. And because I wrote that same sentence within the post, then it banned me for 30 days. Banned me for 30 fucking days. And this is what I wrote. I wrote, I keep getting banned for stuff like this, the algorithm not being able to read context. This was off a question, would you run naked for 3 minutes for $70 million? And I wrote, have you seen me naked? I'll do it for free. Now Facebook is questioning if I'm a whore or not. I am a whore, but that's besides the point. I hit post. Bam. Banned for 30 days. No dispute button, no way for me to reach out to them to tell them, hey, you guys just said that it was okay to write that. And then now I write it again in a post, but for some reason when I write it in a post, I get banned for 30 days. And I think it's fucked up because, to be honest, I really, 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 listen, the way I look at it is, man, fuck Facebook, for real, you know? Like, fuck it. Like, fuck it for real. Wait a minute. Why is my camera not? Yo, guys, this shit is. Can you guys still hear me? I'm afraid I might have lost you or some shit. Because this thing here is not acting like I need it to act. Yo, there you go. Okay. That's so weird. Sometimes this app has, like, got a mind of its own. I'm sorry for the for the fuck up guys. But anyways, my point is that it is actually just how do you be okay with something like that? Is what I'm saying. Because I'm not. Like, at first, I never really cared about Facebook. Like, Facebook, forget Facebook. Like, that was never a thing that I cared about. Like, if I got banned off Facebook, honestly, I would have been like, oh, great, I get a week off. But now I can at least focus. You know, I try to stay off that thing anyway. But now I'm like, I got all these shows coming up. I'm really hoping that I can, like, make shit happen, start promoting, and then this shit happens. Then I send an email to their support team, and of course, they're not going to get back to me. And yeah, that's where we're at, guys. So right now, the computers are the hall monitors. The hall monitors are running the fucking planet right now. The hall monitors are the ones that are running the world. Like, during the pandemic, it was the hall monitors that fucking ran shit. Remember the hall monitors, those little fucking tattletale pieces of shits? Well, now they got a bigger microphone. If you go back to the hunter-gatherer societies, you know, those fucking weak-ass people would just go into a cave and cry. And then that was it. No one would hear them cry. But now they are dictating policy and trying to make us domesticated, so to speak. Trying to cull the way we speak to each other. Trying to make a system that's like, they're trying to nerf the world. Like, what type of, what generation of people are we going to have where they cannot actually be able to deal with shitty people? Like, confronting shitty people and being able to have the right mindset and the right approach to handle these people is a skill that we all need. How the fuck are we going to be able to navigate life if we keep nerfing the world? What type of generation of people are we going to have going forward? You know what we're going to have? We're going to have subservient zombies is what we're going to fucking have. Anyways, let's go back to these comments, man. Ali Matar says the algorithm is made to make people think a certain way. Just like the media. Control the media, you control the world. I mean, I agree. Information is everything, right? Like, they're getting us to obey is what it is. And I'm sorry, but that's not the American way. But it's not. We don't have a culture of obeying. That's not what we are. You know, we're Americans. We're rugged individualists. We come from a group of rebels that rebelled against a tyrannical government. Well, it wasn't necessarily tyrannical, but representation, you know, taxation without representation. That's really what started the war. It was money, but then it was also a freedom thing. And that's what we pride ourselves on. And to think that technology is now going to just usher in this censorship, it just drives me crazy. It's like, yeah, I can almost see us becoming kind of like China 10, 20 years down the road, you know? Jason says about Portal, I never found the cake. I found someone playing the game and doing a whole bunch of hoopla through the rafters and shit to get the cake. Well, there's another fucking metaphor for what we got to do. Think about going through all the hooplas that I got to do. So now I need to study the algorithm and learn how to get around it, Jason. As far as I'm concerned, that's what it sounds like. What you're saying right there about watching somebody else figure out ways to get the cake in that game that you're not necessarily supposed to get, that's how we have to navigate our fucking life right now. That's how we have to navigate our life. I was just talking to somebody else the other day. He's like, oh, you should go online and update yourself on all of the banned words, the words that will get you banned, all the words that will get you demonetized. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's like, do you guys know what Cockney rhyming slang is? Cockney rhyming slang is a slang in Britain, and I think it comes from like southern Britain, in an area that a long time ago, a lot of the people there were very poor, and typically poor people have to resort to crime to make ends meet. And they were very persecuted by the rich. And they had to develop their own slang, their own way to speak. You should look it up. It's very fascinating. It's called Cockney rhyming slang. And what they do is they'll be able to say a sentence to you, but they'll say it in a way where they're hiding what they're saying by saying something else that rhymes with what they're saying. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily rhyme exactly. So for example, get this. This is what I learned from a Cockney guy that I used to work with. He was the one who enlightened me to this. So be walking around all day, me plates are killing me. But walking around all day, me plates be killing me. My plates are killing me. Plates. So basically what he's saying is, I'm walking around all day, my feet are killing me, right? But instead of saying feet, he said plates. Now somebody who's from that area will know that what he's saying is feet, but someone on the outside won't know, because you'll be like, plates? How are plates feet? Well, it's a rhyming slang, but it's still coded, because when someone says plates in that area, they have a dish called plates of meats. So when you say plates, they know you're saying plates of meats. Plates of meats rhymes with feet. Been walking around all day, my plates are killing me. Now they, if you really listen to them talk, they can construct an entire sentence where every word is coded in this rhyming slang. And that's where the fuck we're at right now. Just on a digital level. Think about that. Think about that. Now we have to code how we speak on Facebook to get around the fucking hall monitor. The hall monitor that's just like, nope, you are a whore prostitute. You're trying to solicit sex. But look up that Cockney rhyming slang. It really, I think, is a good analogy for like how we're having to navigate, you know? He says, navigate life. We have people that can't navigate to work. Amen, dude. Right? I mean, I'm there right now. I grew up before GPS, but right now I'm at a point where GPS just is everything to me. Not only that, the incentive for GPS is that it can get you around traffic. So even if you know where you're going, you still want it on because it can get you around traffic. And not only that, it'll let you know where the cops are. Bro, technology got a grip on us, man. You know? And then Ray Kurzweil, look this guy up. Fucking fascinating guy. You should watch his TED talk that he did in 2010. Ray Kurzweil is somebody who predicts the future of technology. He's an inventor. I think he's got the most patents of anybody in the world, if I'm not mistaken. He invented the hearing aid. He invented the electric keyboard. He invented all kinds of things that we actually still use today, and this guy's still alive. He's a futurist because in the 70s, he predicted that a computer would be smart enough to beat a chess champion. And I think he predicted it was going to happen in 1997, and then it happened a year later than that. But in the 70s, they all made fun of him. They were like, you're a fucking idiot. No computer's ever going to get that. But when that actually happened, when his prediction actually came true, that's when everybody really looked at this guy as being the futurist of the world. And he paints a picture of a utopia. He believes that human beings are going to merge with technology, literally merge with technology. You should read his book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. He believes that human beings are going to merge with technology and we are going to create this beautiful utopia. Now, there's a lot of people who are experts that think that he's an idiot and they don't really have that much faith in the future and where technology is going. When I heard Ray Kurzweil in 2010, man, I was all about it. I was like, dude, I think you're right, man. I think we're going to be able to make this thing a utopia. We're going to merge with the machines. The machines are going to make us better. We're going to make them better and make everything better. I don't know right now. Right now, I'm like, I don't know. It's a little unnerving. I really don't know where it is. Not only that, get this. I don't know if I told you guys before. I was on Tinder the other day, and I was talking with this girl, and we were like, like heightening the conversation, and we now all of a sudden we were talking about BDSM, and I wasn't really into BDSM that much, but she was hot, and I definitely wanted to see whatever I can do to make this whole thing work. And, you know, she wanted to go on a back and forth in text, flirting and talking about, you know, slapping and whipping and all that stuff. And I said something to the effect of like, I'm going to, you know, I can't wait to throw you up against the wall, slap you in front, you know, your face. I was like getting graphic with that. And then I went to go hit send. And Tinder stopped it and said, are you sure you want to send that? She might find that offensive. I'm like, bitch, send it, man. I'm trying to get fucking laid. If Tinder wants to be correct, Tinder needs to know, yo, man, you need to be a feminist about this shit. Stop asking women if they know what they want. She wants to get hit, and I aim to please. So, yeah, in the end, man, I'm telling you right now, these computers are fucking going, these algorithms are ruining us. Like, I was just reading, and I got to do more research on this, but they really believe that's one of the reasons why Trump got elected. And also this, the new Brazilian president, I can't pronounce his name, Jair or some shit. I forget what his name is, but he's supposed to be Brazil's Trump. He was a guy that was in the Senate, would say all kinds of terrible things, just like Trump. And so on and so forth. And boom, now he's the president. And everyone's baffled. You know, everyone was baffled that he actually got elected. And some people think that it was the algorithms, because you go on, you go on YouTube, you look at one conservative video, and then YouTube will just offer you up another video. And depending on what you click, all of a sudden now you're in QAnon. Bam. Or in some cult. And that's what they think happened with this guy. They really think that this guy got his became president of Brazil because of the algorithms. The algorithms that just are only focused on either keeping you on their site as long as possible and offering you up anything that they can to keep you on there. And, well, boom. I'm banned off fucking Facebook. And, fuck it. But I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys can still make it. It's a beautiful utopia. That is assuming the people. So Jason Bacon says, beautiful utopia. That is assuming the people controlling said computers has that in mind. I mean, I don't know, Jason. I really think these people do kind of have that in mind, though. You know, I can see that a lot of what they are doing with these algorithms is literally them looking at it as, hey, I really think that this is going to make the world a better place. And I can see where they're coming from. I can see where they're coming from, you know? But anyways, fuck robots. For real, though. That's what I'm saying. Fuck robots. And also, fuck them. Because that's what we're getting. That's what we're getting at. That's we're getting to the point right now where you think Facebook is keeping you from going out and meeting people. Wait till these fuck robots get here. And you know the funny thing about fuck robots is like women. Women and fuck robots. Like, let me get a swig of water real quick. Sorry. Women are kind of like, you know, some women are disappointed or disgusted that some men are like really looking forward to the fuck robots. And all I got to say is I don't know what the fuck women are talking about. And not all of them, but the ones that are mad about these fuck robots that are coming out. Women had fuck robots forever. Forever. Since like the 50s. women had fuck robots. Like vibrators. They've been around forever. That's a woman's fuck robot. I mean, I got to get a hit of weed up for this, because honestly, I need to get into, what did Jason say? Women and fuck robots making a 15x7 dong small. Ugh, bro. We got a lot to compete with, us guys, you know? Now we're creating robots that can do a better job than we can. Wait till they create fuck robots that just listen to women. They just sit there and listen. Don't give advice. That's what women want, man. But here's the thing. With these fuck robots, women have had them all the time. And it's like, oh, like they think that we're the ones that are shallow that want fuck robots, but yet at the same time we're the ones that want the fuck robot to have a body. Us men want to see the, I don't want a fuck robot, but that's what they're building. That's what men want, like fuck dolls or whatever. Like they just want to have sex with a robot that looks and feels like a woman. Women, they don't care about that. They just want something to blast their clit and shut the fuck up. Like this lady. Look at this video I found. This right here. This right here proves to me that it's that it's game over time. It's game over time, guys. Look how excited this lady is about this little tulip that she bought. And it's a tulip, or like a little rose, a little plastic rose vibrator. And the rose has a little tip that sticks out from the top of it. And it kind of looks like a tongue. And when she turns it on, it goes to town.
This, I bought this on Amazon, and I heard a lot of reviews about this. But girl, I am shook. I am shook. I am so shook. Let me just turn this on for you. Like, guys, we really, really don't need you now because of this. But let me just show you.
They don't need us now.
All right. I'm going to turn it on. Ah! Wait. Girl.
Bro.
Girl.
Look at that.
Girl.
That thing, that tongue.
Just listen.
Is going a million miles
girl,
a minute.
What that tongue do? I am scared. I am so scared. Look at that tongue.
I'm scared.
Look at that.
How do I compete with
let
that?
Let me just put this on the water. I just need to see
no,
something.
No, put it on your clit.
I need to explore something. Like, what the hell? Look at this.
It's game over, guys. Look at that.
Oh my God. Ladies, go get yourself. Go get yourself one of these, please.
Okay. So, point is they don't need us now. They never did. Well, they used to. They really did need us back in the day, you know? But that's game over, man. Did you see that? Did you see that? Holy fucking shit. Now, put it into perspective. Man, it's like women don't care about the man's body. You know what I mean? They don't. Like, we're so visual, we have to see the whole robot if we're going to have sex with it. We want it to look real, you know? It's kind of funny. It's like women, like women are seen as like, oh, they need to cuddle after sex, yet the sex toys that they have don't even have appendages, you know? It's just like, jackhammer my clit. And that's why, like, whenever, like, if I'm dating a girl, I'm always excited to know that she doesn't use a vibrator. I've noticed that, like, if I've dated a girl that used a vibrator, it was, like, really, really hard to get her to climax. You know, you would have to put extra work into it. And nobody got time for that extra work. I want to put that extra work in because I'm excited to know that you're probably going to come again. I want to put that extra work in to try to make you, you know, because you can't. Because you're, you know, you've desensitive. You blasted your clit too much. That's basically what I'm trying to say. But anyways, so there's that, guys. There's that. And apparently, we are waiting till technology gets to a point that it can create a full-fledged female body and all that. I bet you any money it's going to get to a point where there's going to have an update where it's like she can't talk. Like, we don't want her to talk. Just don't talk. Moan. That's it. That's the only thing that comes out of the robot, is that it moans. You can, like, choose the pitch. You can put her on airplane mode, you know? Like, if you're, like, if you got to do it and it's, like, really, like, you got to be quiet because, like, your mom's visiting. I don't know. Listen, I'm, like, really mad at the machines right now. It's basically what it is. Banned off Facebook for bullshit. Now I have to compete with a rose petal that has a tongue and can blast my future girlfriend's clit to another multiple universe, having her come in multiple universes at the same time. And then here I am. I just figured out how to make my tongue go up and down. I'm 45. This is where money comes into play, right, guys? This is where you got to, like, be like, look at this house I can buy. Boom. Come on, girl. Deal with my mediocre tongue skills. I'll listen to you, but then I'll ruin it by giving you advice. It's really funny. It's like nobody. Okay. I want to get, like, a sex therapist on here and have her, like, break down what she. It's so funny. I think it's a she. You know why? When I think of sex therapist, I think of that old Jewish sex therapist. What is it? Ruth something, whatever her name was. She was, like, supposed to be the sex expert in the 80s, but she was just this old Jewish woman with a man's haircut. It was really weird. But anyways, she loved talking about balls. So racism is what I want to talk about next. I got a pretty funny story that literally came up to me in my mind the other day. And I'll leave you guys with this. First off, I had Jeremy Scipio on my podcast the other day, and we were talking about racism, and he said that, you know, like, we looked up the definition of racism, and here's the thing, okay? You don't think at all that, you never think that, like, when I think of racism, I think of being mean to people. That's what I think of, you know? But here's the definition of racism. One of the definition is the belief that race accounts for differences in human character or ability, and that a particular race is superior to others. Now, that's how I look at it. Okay? Here's another definition. Discrimination or prejudice based on race. That's also how I look at racism. This is, like, negative. Here's the other definition that Jeremy brought up on the podcast that I didn't really know about. I didn't think that this would be a definition of racism. A belief that each race has distinct and intrinsic attributes. Fuck. So everything's racism. Everything's racist. So is it racist to say Lebanese make the best Lebanese food? What the fuck is... I'm not no expert on anything. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm trying to figure things out myself, you know? And the way I look at this is, I'm like, yo, so then everything's racist. You can claim anything to be racist. So then there's not only regular racism, there's, you know... Okay, get my fucking stupid face off the thing. Come on, bro. Why are you down there? I don't need two pictures of me. All right. So everything's racism. I hate that. It seems like we need a new word for racism. The racism that we want to talk about. The racism that we mean, like if a comedian does a joke about race, and it's fucking funny and it comes off a little racist, but it's there to make us laugh. Now that's racism. You can say that's racism now, or ever really. But I've always like looked at racism as something that was negative. Even if it was positive, it could still be racism, because sometimes people add positive attributes to certain races and then use that to describe why those races are better, you know, in a negative connotation, right? Kind of like the whole trope of like, Jews, you know, they have all this money, they're so successful, that's why they control every, you know what I mean? Like, then that is racism, even though you're attributing them of being like they have all these, or for example, what's happening to Asians, right? Hey, Asians, you're going to want to come into Harvard? Yeah, we're going to raise the bar for you because you guys are too smart, right? There's like a positive thing. It's like, yo, you guys are super smart. That's, you guys are very driven. You guys have a culture of like really fostering success and taking education seriously and work first. So you say those things about certain races, just bringing up something that you see, something that even people within those races would be like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. But if you use it, say, like some people in Australia use it to justify why they need to stop letting Chinese people move in, because they're just so good at buying up real estate, and man, they come up here and they're successful so fast, and they're buying up businesses and they're opening up businesses, and I can't buy a home because they just keep coming in here and buying homes and stuff like that. So that's, you know what I mean? So now everything is racism. Blows me the fuck away. Then it reminds me of this time when I was in the Marines, back in 90, maybe 7 or 8, they started this new program where they were going to train us, or they weren't going to train us. They wanted us to test out this new technology where we were basically shooting at a video game screen, but the video game screen was video of like real video. So you're sitting as a Marine with this M16. It's fake. It feels real. It's got a big cable in it, and it goes back to this humming computer behind us. It's very new technology back in the 90s. So much computing power to make something like this happen that we could hear the fucking wall behind us humming, right? So we're standing in front of this giant screen, and basically it's a way to test our shooting. It's like a shooting range, but a virtual shooting range, basically what it is, right? And at the end of the game, you get your score. So they line us up, all of us Marines line us up and everything. And the screen comes on. And right away, it's a deciduous forest. Now, if anybody know what a deciduous forest, those are the forests that you normally see in like Canada, Michigan, you know, those type of like maple trees and, you know, usually like the typical forest that you see in movies whenever they're like got like Lord of the Rings or whatever. That's like a deciduous type forest, right? So popping up in front of us right away is a deciduous forest, okay? Like we're in Michigan somewhere. And the people that start coming out from behind the trees are Saudi Arabians. What? Fucking Saudi Arabians. We're in Michigan, northern Michigan, basically, in this fucking computer screen. Now, I understand this is beta. This is like a new program. And out from behind the tree comes out a Saudi Arabian guy. Like, stereotypical white fucking robe with the white, the thing that they got on their head and that black ring that keeps the white sheet on his head, that their headdress, I don't know what it's called. He had slippers. And he was just casually like walking out from behind a tree. And I was the only motherfucker there that didn't start shooting, because I was the only Arab standing in that entire line of Marines in front of this computer. And these guys are just blasting away at their targets. I was the only one there that was like, I dropped my weapon. I looked around. at everyone that ran the show. And I was like, yo, you fucking serious? This is what's happening right now? First off, I'm confused. We're in a deciduous forest. We're in fucking Michigan. And then Arabs come out. Like, stereotypical Saudi Arabian oil tycoon guy is in Michigan. Well, obviously, I'm going to shoot him. What the fuck you doing here, bro? Right? So I did what I had to do. And I was like, you know what? I just want a good score. So I started blasting these Saudi Arabian guys that are in Michigan. In this virtual video game in 1995, 96 or whatever. One of the first Marines to test out this virtual shooting range. Boom. Deciduous forest. Saudi Arabians. That's racist. In my head, I was like, that's fucking racist. You're like training us to kill Arabs, no matter where they are. That fucking guy's in Michigan. He probably owns a gas station in Wixom. Why the fuck are we... or an oil change. Guy comes out. So I start shooting all these Arabs. And I start blasting them. And I mean like headshot. Headshot. I'm trying to get a good fucking score, man. The video game ends. The screens go black. And then in front of each Marine, we get our score and how we placed amongst the amount of Marines that were there. I placed dead last. Dead last. Turns out I wasn't supposed to shoot the Arabs. Those were the civilians. I was supposed to shoot the other people. So now I'm racist. Bro, I was so fucking confused. I was so confused. Was I so brainwashed to think that white Marines hate Arabs so much that they would create a game where you have to just kill the Arabs no matter if they're a deciduous forest or not? Like when the Arabs came out, I was like, man, fuck you racist motherfuckers for making this game. And then I shot all the fucking Arabs and then I realized I wasn't supposed to shoot the Arabs and I'm like, fuck me for being the racist piece of shit that I am. Holy shit, man. It was very confusing. And like that, I forgot about that story until the other day. You know, I might even do this on stage sometime, but just the whole thing about how we perceive the world is just fascinating. And I think we should still be able to perceive the world through the lens of like, look how different we are. I don't understand why we have to always be in this mindset of, oh no, we're all the same. We're all the same. We're all the same. Everything is the same. You're being racist if you point out the differences in us. And it's like, shut up. If anything, we need to celebrate the differences in us because we're getting to a point where we're all going to start fucking each other and then we're all going to be one color and it's going to be boring. It's going to be boring. The whole fucking planet's going to be hipsters. Light brown hipsters. There's going to be no white, no black, nothing. We're all going to look the fucking same. We should be celebrating our differences. I don't think it's racist for me to be like, yo, I love Japanese culture because X, Y, Z. Yo, I think so-and-so... women from this region are beautiful. That's not fetishizing. And then they go, oh, you're fetishizing them. I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Why can't I just be human and enjoy the differences in us? And I think that's what makes comedy so fucking funny is we get to fucking do that shit. You know, we get to really poke fun at how different we are. But anyways, I just wanted to share that story because that story really, I just completely forgot about that. Like, I had to play the game again, then I realized that in the game, there were other men that weren't dressed as, like, those Saudi Arabians. They just were, like, regular military guys. They were, like, all dressed in, like, camo with ski masks on. And, dude, it's like that one video where they do that visual check to see if you notice something. Hold on a second. The thing is, I could not see. I didn't realize those other guys were there. Until somebody pointed it out. And it reminds me of this video. I hope I can find it. Here it is. Okay. So, I'm going to play this video for you guys. I'm going to finish off on this, on what I'm, on the point that I'm trying to make. But basically me only shooting the Saudi Arabian guys that popped up in a deciduous forest. And me not even fucking noticing that there were other people in that screen that I was also supposed to pay attention to and shoot says a lot about a lot of things. So let me play this for you guys. And, let me play this for you guys and you let me know. I don't know why it says Amrazar in there. But anyways, watch this, guys.
This is a test of selective attention. Count how many times the players wearing white pass the basketball. How many passes did you count? The correct answer is 15 passes. But did you see the gorilla?
So now we're seeing the video again, and there's a gorilla that was walking through the whole time.
Daniel Simons and Christopher Chabris, and is copyrighted.
Now I know. Once
I available for use in talks.
Once I put this on. Once I put this on. Once I put this on audio, I'm gonna have to explain. But basically, in the video, it tells you to count. You have a group of people wearing black T-shirts and a group of people wearing white T-shirts, and the video says count how many times the white team passes the ball. So you're focusing, and then everybody is like in a circle, but they're also walking across, and they're just moving around randomly and then passing this ball. So it's just like a cluster of people in black T-shirts and people in white T-shirts walking around and passing the ball, and you got to count how many times the white team does it. And then afterwards, you realize, I mean, it worked for me, where the whole time, a person in a gorilla suit walked right through the people, danced in the middle, and then walked off screen. But because he was all black and all of the people that you weren't paying attention to were wearing black T-shirts and you were really focusing on the white, you never noticed the gorilla in there. And I think that's a lot of what kind of happened with me when I did this video game. I had way too many questions. Why are we in Michigan? And what's this Saudi Arabian oil tycoon doing walking around casually in fucking Michigan? So I was just fixated on that. And then I was fixated on, God damn it, man, the Marine Corps is racist. Whoever made this video game is racist. Fucking racist, 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 racist. And then I end up shooting all the Saudi Arabians who look a lot like me. And now I'm the fucking racist. shit, guys, we should fucking wrap this shit up. If there's any other, let me see, she was a freak. What did Hercules say? I'm going to go back to these, Arge, what's her name? Female comic that had a fuckbot made. Oh yeah, Whitney Cummings. That's right. Whitney Cummings did have a sex robot made to look like her. That's right. Completely forgot about that. Let's see if I go back to Jason says, really nice ranges that do situational testing have those sims now. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure a lot of the gun ranges now have that shit. I can only imagine, for sure. Yeah, but this is like, we were one of the first ones to test it out. They even told us, you know. And now that I think about it, I'm like, man, did they do it on purpose to put it in a deciduous forest and have Saudi Arabians there? Maybe that was part of the psychological test. Part of me was just like, oh, you guys are just started this thing and you're cutting and pasting whatever you have right now to make it work, right? That's what I think was. Like, it was like brand new. So they were probably at a point where we're like, well, we only have the Saudi Arabian guy thing, and then we only have these guys in the ski mask thing, and we only have the deciduous forest. Part of me wants to believe that's what it is. But now, you know, fuck, what if I was part of some like psychological test? You know? Maybe that's why they didn't send me to war. They were like, this guy's going to shoot everybody. He said, did you at least get a perfect score in your failure? Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of headshots. I was really focused. Yeah. Anyways, guys, tomorrow, I'm doing another podcast with a hilarious comedian, Mike Sasson, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it's going to be kind of late for you guys in the East Coast. It's the only time that he had open. I think we're going to broadcast 7:30, actually. I'm going to try to keep it kind of short, but it's going to be hard with Mike Sasson. You might want to check in. I call him the liberal Rush Limbaugh. Like, he kind of looks like Rush Limbaugh. He's got like a fucking kind of voice. And he's very opinionated. He's fucking well-read as fuck. Anytime I talk with this guy, we really get down to it, man. He's, to me, I find him fascinating to talk about. He knows a lot. He's very opinionated, and it should be fun. He's funny as fuck too, Mike Sasson. So Mike Sasson tomorrow, that's June 3rd, 2021. And also, guys, the audio is on podcasts now. So you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, all that fucking shit. Just find me, follow me. Wednesdays, 2 p.m., every 2 p.m., I broadcast live doing it solo. And then anytime during the week, I may have a guest depending on their schedule. What else did I want to say? Rate me on Apple Podcasts. Give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It'll push me up the list because the Apple Podcast directory is the main directory. And then also, yeah, follow me on Spotify, Stitcher, all that shit. If you guys are just finding me, you can find me at Mike from Detroit on everything. Subscribe to this channel. I'm Mike from Detroit here on YouTube. I also have 2 Mike from Detroit channels. Subscribe to both of them. I got to change the name on the other one, okay? I definitely need to get around to that. Follow me, Mike from Detroit. I started doing TikTok. I'm not as consistent. I'm trying to get more consistent with the TikTok. It's kind of fun. Some of my TikTok videos I actually post on my Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. Follow me on there, Mike from Detroit on everything. Also on Pornhub. don't follow me on Pornhub. I always said it as a joke, but whatever. Hercules really wants to fucking to let everybody know that Dogecoin's at 43 cents now. Guys, Dogecoin, that's a confusing one. I really don't know about Dogecoin. I have money invested in it. I completely screwed myself over. On Saturday Night Live is where I lost the most money, and this is why. Because I already bought Dogecoin, $5,000 worth, okay? But then I forgot that I also had that automatic thing in the Robinhood app that says, hey, buy Dogecoin if it drops to 54 cents at the time, I think, or whatever it was. And I wanted to buy 5,000. So I had this automatic thing saying that if it goes down to this price, buy $5,000 worth. And I forgot about it. And then 2 days later, I ended up buying $5,000 worth because I thought it was low enough for me to buy another 5,000. Completely forgot about that other automatic thing I had set up. I had a show Saturday night. While I was on stage, Elon Musk fucked everything up for Dogecoin. I get off that stage. I get paid for my work. I look at my phone. I lost $4,000. It bought that $5,000 while I was on stage because it was dropping. And I forgot that I had it there. So I bought another $5,000. And then basically I lost all that $5,000. So I'm holding. I am holding. Yeah, and I think that's it, guys. So I love you guys. Thanks for following me. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Rate me on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. It'll really help me out. I really appreciate it. Wednesday, 2 p.m. Tomorrow, again, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. Mike Sasson. It's going to be a blast. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
Public Yemeni number one.